Podcast time once again here at Triple M with Lou and Al for breakfast. Shortened week. Not complaining about this 4-day work week at all, Lou.
No, except I don't know about you, but it constantly throws me out. I'm still thinking it's Monday today, but like, you know, Monday things that need to be done. It's Tuesday things that need to be done now.
You and I are fresh off a meeting planning for tomorrow being Wednesday, and that's thrown me too because I keep thinking we're planning for Tuesday. But we've done Tuesday. It's here. It's today.
It's gone.
Yeah, that's right.
Almost.
Depending on when you listen to this podcast, it's probably almost over.
Yeah.
So there you go. But anyway, we are 4 days in on this Tuesday into our massive month of celebrating the best Aussie music around Triple M's Oztober. And we're taking your votes right now through triplem.com.au for our Oztober 300.
Yes, indeed. Now, this is an opportunity for you to let us know at triplem.com.au your favourite Aussie songs.
So many to choose from. Huge list. Yeah. Absolutely bottomless ocean of Australian music. Because it could be a classic Aussie song. It could be a national, unofficial anthem, I should say. It could be something fairly new. It could be a song that just makes you feel good, a song that pumps you up, song that motivates you, a song that, reflects part of your childhood.
Yeah, there are so many reasons that you would choose a song, honestly.
Absolutely.
But I don't know about you, but for me, memories, obviously, is a big
huge
thing.
One.
And the fun times that you were having, usually, I'm just going to put it out there, I'm going to say late teens, early 20s.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So they kind of stick
soundtrack
in your
songs
mind.
To your life.
Yeah, exactly.
So for today's podcast, what we've done is we are going to pick three songs that we would like to see or hear, more to the point, in our Oztober 300. Now, the first couple that we choose will obviously be songs that we reckon have a fair chance. The third one could be any Australian song that you go, you know what? I don't know if it'll ever make it, based on the fact that it may only get one vote, and that's ours. But I'd like to hear it in the countdown anyway.
Okay.
All right. So can I start things off?
Yeah, please.
All right. My first song that I'm going to nominate, 1982. It is very, very early work from this band, but still one of their greatest efforts ever. It is... Don't change me up. In Excess and Don't Change from the Shabu Shabar album, early 80s. I love it.
Same.
I love it. I love the film clip with Michael Hutchence in his sort of stripy referee pants.
Yes.
And such a young looking band.
Yeah. And he was very young looking too. From memory, his hair was shorter, still curly and sort of a bit unruly, but a lot shorter than it had been. He just looked, young.
It's my favourite track of all time from that particular album. And then there was a special version that came out with Tim and Kirk after he died where they're singing in Michael's place. And it's hauntingly beautiful. But that's my first nomination. I've been a huge In Excess fan for a while. I've met a couple of the band members over my time and chatted to a few, as undoubtedly you have as well. Mm. Great band, phenomenal song. I reckon that'll do pretty well in our Oztober 300. The other one, my second one, which I reckon has got to be in there, this is one of the busiest Australian songs of all time and absolute classic. Russell Morris, The Real Thing. Wow, what a song.
What a song.
What an absolute epic song. I mean, I mentioned there's a lot of things going on there from start to finish to everything that producer Molly Meldrum, because Molly actually produced that song, threw into the mix. It ended up sounding nothing like they had originally imagined.
Yeah, but what an imagination, though, to come up with what they did.
Oh, it's huge. It is. I love the studio version. I love it anytime he plays it live and loud. It is amazing. I love the fact that the umma-ma-mau-mau was literally Molly at the time going, oh, just make it sound like this. Umma-ma-mau-mau-mau-mau-mau. He went, that's a great line. So that's where that came from. So, look, I reckon that's going to poll a few votes. I don't think it'll be close to the top, but it's certainly got a lot of fan following, so it'll be in the 300 somewhere.
Yep.
They're my two solid choices. My dark horse for this one. My pick, maybe just scraping it in, and even then I'm not too sure if people remember this one. Very late in the piece, Silverchair, If You Keep Losing Sleep. It's
a
quirky, very quirky song. Counts as Australian, obviously, Daniel Johnson Crew. Towards the back end of their career, lasted on radio for about the length of a cup of coffee. And I thought, well, this is different. Okay, I'm going to go with this one.
Okay.
So they're my three songs. I mean, I know I could pick Freak or Add a Song or Across the Night or Abuse Me or Pure Massacre or anything like that, but no, I'm going to go Silverchair If You Keep Losing
Sleep. Dark Horse.
Dark Horse, absolutely.
You never know.
All right, hit me with a solid pick, a song you reckon will absolutely romp it in.
Okay, I reckon I'm going to go straight for Midnight Oil because you can't go past it, and I am going for King of the Mountain, because I bloody love that song. And every time Bathurst comes around, I always think of it, because it's, you know, to be King of the Mountain is the whole Bathurst thing.
Absolutely. I mean,
even though the song's not about Bathurst, clearly.
It's really not.
But it just makes me think of it. And I don't know. It's just one of my favourite.
There's a lot of energy in this.
Yeah. Call me King of the
Mountain. And you can dance like Petty Garrett too when it comes on.
Yeah, you can.
So is that your, like, that's
the greatest
Midnight Oil?
I reckon that's my dead certainty. I reckon that's a dead certainty for me that'll rock up.
Now, you've seen that live, haven't you?
In the 300. Yes, I have, a couple of times.
And did it go off?
Brilliant. It goes off like a frog in a sock. really goes off.
Excellent.
All right, number two. Now, I'm going to go back a ways now. I'm going back to 1982. As I said, some of the best memories for me of Oz music.
Yeah.
I was a huge Aussie Crawl fan back in the day.
Okay.
Still am a bit of an Aussie Crawl fan, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
The album is Sons of Beaches, but the song that I love from the album is Daughters of the Northern Coast.
Yeah. Wow.
Love that song.
Now, I have to admit, I haven't heard this for a while. Look at that. So,
talk of James Rain's best work there, if you don't mind.
When you hear that, what do you think of?
I just think of the beach. And I know, like, I grew up in Queensland, spent a lot of time at the beach. I think, but what I do think of, I'll be honest, is Michael and I travelling around Australia in a red V8 panel van. HQ panel van.
Yep.
And, so we travelled around Australia in this panel van and we absolutely smashed our cassettes because it had a cassette player, obviously.
Sure.
And one of them was Sons of Beaches.
Sons of Beaches.
Yeah. So it makes me think of that.
What a great choice.
Yeah. And look, if I'm going to get a dark horse, are you ready for my dark horse?
Please.
It's a one-hit wonder.
Is it Joe Dolce?
It is Joe Dolce.
Oh, let me
shut up in your face.
Let me find Joe Dolce.
It always gets a run. I feel like we just have this real attachment to Joe Dolce. And if we don't, what's the matter, you? Like, some matter, you. Hey. What do you think you do? Hey. Why are you looking so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place.
Ah,
shut up in your face.
Oh, what a choice.
Mama, she said it all of the time.
Now, this is the thing. When you say Australian one-hit wonders, that automatically springs to mind. Yeah. That and this one. I'm an individual with your combo man. An
individual with your combo man. Oh, Jacko.
Will that poll any votes?
Go, Jacko. I don't know. I have a feeling it's popped up before too.
Okay.
I don't know, but I'm dead certain if Joe Dolce doesn't make a little bit of a showing,
you'll eat your hat.
Oh, look, and I'll be mildly disappointed because I feel like it's almost like a bit of an Australian anthem from back in the day.
It is. Like, he did so well from that song as well.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're still singing it now.
We are still singing it now, and classic. We still know all the words.
Well, it's not hard. Shut up or your face.
No, the other words.
Oh, there's so, more to it?
Yeah. So a bit of fun. But I mean, it's hard to narrow it down, isn't it? There are so many awesome songs to choose from. I mean, you went In Excess. I thought about In Excess, but I knew you were going to go choose an In Excess song. But I won't.
Yep.
But that was another cassette that we smashed in our panel van.
Oh.
I mean, there are many to choose.
Could have quite easily gone Hunters and Collectors too.
Yes.
Because they had a couple of their albums on cassette, including Cut. Holy Grail, obviously we play that a lot. But that whole album had songs on there that I just went, I'd like to hear that again.
What about The Angels? What about,
Screaming Jets out of the mid-90s or early 90s. I mean, like, Better is a fantastic song. Sad Song is a beautiful song by Screaming Jets. Look, possibilities are endless, but you can vote for your favourite right now, triplem.com.au, because when you do this, you're in the running to win your way to our Oztober Garage Session, our first live one in 3 years.
Yes, which is going to be absolutely amazing, featuring, you mentioned the Screaming Jets.
Screaming Jets,
Gleeson. And the Screaming Jets. There'll be James Rain, who
we mentioned with Aussie Crawl.
And of course,
Noiseworks.
The amazing Noiseworks with John Stevens, who I still believe one of the best rock voices out there.
Oh, suited for it.
Love it.
Absolutely suited for what he does.
So good.
Yeah, have a big think. It's a huge question, we know. We want you to nominate your favourite Aussie songs. We've given you a few ideas, but obviously that's just the tip, the tiniest tip, a slither, if you will, of the Oz music iceberg. But get behind it, because our countdown is coming up later this month right here at Triple M.